Today's daf is Krisus Daf Chaf. We are holding on Daf Yutes and Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. We are 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yutes and Beis, and we're in the middle of the sugya of Misasek. So we're going to start by asking Akasha on Shmuel, who holds that Misasek B'Shabbos is Potter. And in the context of the Kasha that we ask on Shmuel, we're going to come back to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri on the other hand in our Mishnah. They both had opinions in our Mishnah, but it sounded like they were saying the same thing. So we're going to have 3 different explanations of what they might be arguing about. Then the Gemara is going to give 4 different explanations of a machlokas tanaim that's brought in a brisa, whether a person is chayiv 1 karban chatos or 2 karbanos chatos for shoveling coals, because apparently when you shovel from a big pile of coals, you are not only being mavir, but you're also being mechabe, that you do both simultaneously, and therefore there is a machlokas whether you're chayiv once or twice. But why in the world would you only be chayiv once if you're doing 2 different malachos? We're going to have 4 different explanations of what is really behind that machlokas. And then Be'ez Hashem will begin the 5th parak of Maseches Krisus, and the Mishnah at the beginning of the 5th parak, even though the majority of the parak is going to talk about Asham Talui, the Mishnah at the beginning talks about the Isra of Achilas Dam, and how one is only Chayiv for Achilas Dam, one is only Chayiv Karis for Achilas Dam if they eat the Dam HaNefesh. So the Mishnah is going to define for us what exactly Dam HaNefesh is. So let's begin, 8 lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Yud Tesam and Beis, Esfer of Yudah L'Shmuel. So Yudah asked on Shmuel, who held that Misasik B'Shabbos is Potter, that in our Mishnah it said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Miskavin L'Laketein and V'Liketanavim, even if a person intended to pick figs, and he picked grapes, or Anavim V'Liketanim, or Shcharos V'Liket Levanos, he was going for black figs and he picked white figs, or Levanos V'Liket Shcharos, vice versa. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. They have a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in such a case, whether you're going to be Chayiv. V'Hacha Misaseku. But this is a case of Misasek. You were trying to do one thing and you ended up doing something else. Rabbi Yeshua Nami Lo Kapater Elamin Mina Lamina. And even Rabbi Yeshua said, Poter, that's only because your machshava was on the black figs and you picked the white figs, or on the grapes and you picked the figs. Aval b'chad mina, but if you were misasik within a single min, meaning you intended to pick one fig and you picked the one that was right next to it, but that's the same type, then afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayiv. Everyone would have said that you're chayiv for misasik b'Shabbos, and that's a kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel said that you're pater for misasik on Shabbos. Even though Abai and Rava only pater misasik when your kavana is laheter, like you wanted to be chotech that which is talush and your chotech that which is mechuba, Rashi explains Shmuel paters even when you're misasik beiser, because the Gemara explains the svara of Shmuel is that melachas machshava sasra Torah, and doesn't say that he pater mishum misasik. So it sounds that actually iskavin l'davar zeh, you're going to be pater. So the kasha is on Shmuel. So how can Shmuel say that you're pater for misasik? You see that even Rabbi Yeshua would be mechayev for misasik if it were just a single min. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel answers Rabbi Yehuda, shinina, sharp one, shvok masnisin v'tabasra'i, abandon your understanding of the Mishnah and instead explain the Mishnah the way I understand it, and you're going to see that there's no problem. You're going to see that even according to the Mishnah, Misasik is Pater. Why? What's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah sounds like it says Misasik is Chayiv. Hacha b'mayaskinon kagon sha'avad melaket milibo. The Mishnah is talking about a unique case where the guy initially had a machshava to do one thing and then he forgot what his original machshava was and he went to do something else, and he ended up doing what he originally wanted to do, what he originally intended to do. That's the case of the Mishnah. What happened? Niskavin lilakit anavim. He initially wanted to pick grapes. Vishachach v'savar te'enim be'ina. Then he forgot what he originally intended to do, and he instead went to pick figs. Valchiyadal anavim. And then he picked grapes. So his original kavana was actually fulfilled, because that's what he wanted grapes initially. But he didn't do the machshava. machshava that he wanted at the Shas Maisa. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Savar Harinasa Kavanaso. Rabbi Elazar says he's going to be chayiv because his kavana, his original kavana, was going to be was fulfilled, and therefore you can't call that misasek. Misasek is where he had no kavana whatsoever for that action. But Rabbi Shua Savar Harei Lo Nasa Kavanaso Machshavto, that even though he was nasa kavanaso, his original kavana was fulfilled, but his current machshava was not fulfilled. What he was trying to do right now is not what he actually did. But if you have a classic case of a misasik, where a person just took something that he never had any intention of taking at all, says Shmuel, everyone would agree that you're going to be pater. So Masav Rav Ashaya asks on Shmuel that the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Rabbi Shimon Omrim Lo Nechluku Al Davar Shu Mishem Echad Shu Chayiv. That there is no machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't need to know exactly with what you sinned, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that you do need to know. They don't disagree when it's a mishem echad, that you didn't know if you were picking te'enim from this tree or from that tree, that for sure you chayiv, because you knew that you picked te'enim. Ella alman nechleku, what do they argue about? Al davar shu mishum shnei shemos. A person is not sure if he did Kitsira or Techina, or he's not sure if he was locate Te'enim or Lakat Anavim. So that's Rosh Hablaz Mechayiv Chatos, Rabbi Shua Potter. Rabbi Shua says you can be Chayiv Karban Chatos, and Rabbi Shua says that you can be Potter. Rabbi Yehuda Maika Amar, and what's Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda say about this machlok between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua? Depligi bin Eskavin Lelaket Anavim, Velike Te'enim. That they argue in a case where you wanted to be Melaket Anavim, and you picked Te'enim. Or Shchoros Velike Levanos. Or Anavim Uteenos. Both the cases, says Gemara, Vanavim Uteinos, Shchoros Levanos, Mainihu, Shnei Shemos. Those are two different meaning. So, practically, Gemara, Hainu Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Then Rabbi Yehuda is saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So Rabbi Yehuda Mayas Alashminan. Again, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said that there is no machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua on something that's Shem Echad. They only argue with Shnei Shemos. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, they only argue when it's Te'enim and Anavim, or Te'enim Shcharos and Te'enim Levanos, which is Shnei Shemos. So they're both saying that the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is only when there's Shnei Shemos. What in the world are Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, versus Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand, arguing about? So the Gemara says three possibilities. Possibility number one, Elav Misasek Ikabinayu. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar Misasek Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savar Misasek Pater. They're arguing about the din of Misasek. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri explained the Machlokas Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shua in a case where Avad Malakit Milibo, where you initially had a certain intention and you forgot what that intention was. But if you were totally misasik, where you had no machshava on that which you did, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri would say that there is no machlokas, you're absolutely putter. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that even if you were miskaven to be malakit einim, and you were malakit anavim, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be mechayiv, and even Rabbi Shua only paters b'shnei minim, but b'menachad you're going to be chayiv. So therefore, the kasha of the Gemara on Shmuel comes back, because you see that misasik is taka chayiv. So says the Gemara, lo, misasik d'vrakol pater. Really, I'll tell you, you're misunderstanding the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Misasik is really pater. V'hacha b'hacha miflgi. You want to understand the machlokas in our Mishnah? Second possible explanation. It's Rabbi Shimon Shazuri savar shachach malaket milibo b'shem echod d'vrakol chayiv. The Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon hold that if you have kavana for one te'ena and then you forgot and you thought that you wanted a different te'ena, but it's the same min, and you ended up picking the first te'ena, that's where everyone says you're going to be chayiv, because your initial kavana was for what you actually did, and even when you forgot it, it was all within the same min anyway. The whole machlokas is when it's Shnei Shemos. When you had Kavana for Te'enim, you forgot, and then you decide you wanted Anavim, and then you ended up picking Te'enim. That's where Rabbi Lezer's Mechayiv Rabbi Shua's Poter. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lo Shna B'Shem Echad, Lo Shna B'Shnei Shemos Pligi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in either, whether you changed your mind from Te'ena to Anavim, or whether it was changing your mind from this Te'ena to that Te'ena, in either case where you originally had a Machshava, then decided to do something else, and then did your original Machshava, that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Machlokas is going to be whether it's Min Echad or Shnei Minim, or a third understanding of the Machlokas. Rava Amar, Liktam Ika Benayu. The difference between Rabbi Shimon Shizuri versus Rabbi Yehuda is in a case where you wanted to be malakeh to two different payros, but you wanted to do one before the other, and you accidentally did the other before the one. You reversed the order. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, but only when it's Mishnei Shemos. But where you wanted to pick two payros that are Mishnei Mechad, you wanted to take two apples off of the tree, so then everyone's going to say that you're chayev, even though you wanted apple A before B, and you picked B before A, because it's Shem Echad, and you were malakeh both of them, you did everything you wanted to do. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas of those Rabbi Yeshua is even if you have shnei peros mishem echad, you have two apples and you wanted to pick apple A before B, but you picked B before A, and from that machlokas we see that dafka they argue by liktam b'shem echad when your machshava was on both of them, but you made a mistake and you wanted to pick one before the other. You just reversed the order, even though it's mishem echad, and that's exactly aligned with Shmuel. So the Gemara brings a raya that it's shayich such a din of misasik, even when you want to do both things, you just wanted to do it in a different order. Vatanya, the Bryce in fact tells us, as Vatanya's benichusa. Let's say you have two lit candles on Shabbos. V'niskavin l'chabos azu v'kiba azu. And you wanted to extinguish one of them, and you extinguished the other one. Or let's say you had two extinguished candles, and you wanted l'hadlik azu v'hidlik azu. You wanted to light one of the candles, and you accidentally lit the other candle. Pater. That's called misasik, your pater, because you wanted to do a malacha with one ner, you did a malacha with a different ner, a person is going to be pater. Lahadlik ulechabos, but if your kavana was to first be madlik one candle, and then be mechabe another candle, vikiba vihidlik, but you reverse the order, you first extinguished one candle and then lit the other candle, so if you did that b'neshima achas, you fanned it, you blew once, and both things were accomplished. Sometimes blowing will put out the fire, and sometimes it will cause the spark to grow and to become a fire. So you did them both at the same time. So chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. Because since you did it b'bas achas, you can't say that the kibui of one of ner came before the hadlaka of the other ner. But b'shtei neshimos, if you do it in two neshimos, then you're going to be pater. Because you were mechabe before you were madlik, and you wanted to be madlik before you were mechabe. What you see from this price says, even when you intended to do both malachos, you just wanted to do it in a certain order, and you did it in the other order, that's also called misasek. And that's a raya to Rava's understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri in our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, wait, in the case where you did it all, b'neshima achas, pshita, isn't it pashut? Why does the Braisa have to tell me that you're chayiv when you do it all, b'neshima achas? Says Gemara, mal detema lo savin machshavte. I would say, well, no, he didn't fulfill his machshava. Daha lahadlik meyikara bayilu b'sof l'chabos, because he had an order in mind, and he wanted to be madlik and then machava, and now he did them both simultaneously. So I would think that he's pater. So v'chiyavin maisa kiba b'sof hidliku, and when he does the maisa neficha, the extinguishing comes before the lighting. Ve'ema pater. So says Gemara. So I would think that, and therefore I would think that he'd be Potter. So Kamash Mulan, that's why the Bryce is telling me that he's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? It's Taka a good argument that he should be Potter. He did not do the Machshava that he wanted. He didn't do it in the order that he wanted. No, Nihidak Dume La Miktam. Granted, he didn't do the Kiboy before the Adlaka, but Achure Nami La Ma'acher, he didn't do the Kiboy after the Hadlaka either. He did them simultaneously. And therefore, that's not considered to be that he was Mishana Miritzono, that he in any way changed what his intention was, because even though he didn't have one before the other, he also didn't have one after the other. He had them both simultaneously. Okay, period. Those are the three explanations of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri on the other hand, and all of that to in the context of explaining why Shmuel holds Masasik B'Shabbos Pater, when from the simple reading of our Mishnah, it sounds like even in the case of Masasik B'Shabbos, you're going to be chayv. Now we're going to quote a Braisa and four explanations to the Braisa to finish off the parak. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us as follows: Hachota gechalim, if a person shovels out from a big pile of coals, b'Shabbos, chayiv chatas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, chayiv shtayim, m'nei shum mechabes alyonos, maver satachtonos. Tanakama says you chayiv one carbon chatas, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok called, no, you chayiv two carbonos, because when you shovel out from a big pile of coals, you are extinguishing the upper coals when you put them in another kli, and you put coals on top of them, they become extinguished, and you're being mavir the lower coals because you're now exposing them to the air, and the air is going to light them up. So it's both mechaba and mavir. So it says, well, wait a second. B'may askinan, idka mechavil chabos ulahavir. If we're talking about that your kavana was to do both of those things, to be mechaba and to be mavir, might have a demand the potter. Why would anyone say that you're only chayiv one carbon chatos? Ella deloka mechavin lahavir. No, it must be that your only kavana was to be mechaba and not to be mavir. Well, then my time in demand the mechayiv tarti. Why would anyone hold that you're chayiv two karbanos chatas? So what exactly is going on in this machlokas? Four explanations. Number one, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina Dami Tarvayu, Kigon Shein Eskabein L'chabos Ha'elyonos. Your intention was to extinguish the upper coals, and you really did not need to be mavir the tachtonos, but you did it k'dei lahavir sa tachtonos. You did it knowing that the tachtonos were going to be lit up, but that wasn't your intention. It's not what you wanted. It wasn't your goal. So as far as you're concerned, having the lower ones be lit is a kilkul. It's not something that's going to help you. It's something that you're not interested in at all. Your ikar ratzon is only to be mechabe the elyonos. So what's the machlokas about? Tanakama Savar. Tanakama says that mekalkel bahavara pater, that there is a rule in Hilchos Shabbos that mekalkel is pater, and that rule, because mekalkel is not a melachas machsheves, and that rule is as true about the melacha of mavir as it is about any other melacha, that mekalkel is going to be pater. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer chayiv, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says that no, mekalkel when it comes to havara is going to be chayiv, and that's why you're chayiv shtay. Well, wait a second. If you don't need the havara of the tachtonos, lecharetz melach shein tzrich legufa. So why would you be chayiv and melach shein tzrich legufa? So Tosos and Amud Beis explains, and Shidun Gvetzes quotes from Tosos as well, that Rabbi Tzadok clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even from melach shein tzrich legufa, you're going to be chayiv. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan benapach shanu, that we're talking about where you're fanning it, where you don't need the bottom ones, and it's to be lit, and it's a kilkul to have them lit, and that's exactly what the machlokas is about mekalkel ba'avara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ad kan lo niskal satay mashal alach hazo. Wow, until you explained this brisa, I had no idea why Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok was mechayiv shtayim. But now I understand, now that you explained this this brisa in that way. So that's the first explanation of whether you're chayiv once or chayiv twice for shoveling out some of the coals from a big pile of coals. Second explanation of the machlokas, Ami Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, the Shidun Gvetz has given that it's Abaye Bar Avin, but somebody, Dami Tarvayu, that they both said that Kigon Sheneskavin Lechabos Ulahavir. Your intention was both to be Mechabe and to be Mavir. And the Machlokas is the Tanakama Sarvalak Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama also Rabbi Yossi Damar Havara Lelav Yatzis. That, you know, the Torah says Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. But then the Torah says Lo Sivar Reish Bechol Mosh Vosecha B'Yom HaShabbos. After it tells me you're not allowed to do any Melacha, it says, and don't do Havara. So this is a big Machlokas tonight. Why would the Torah single out Havara? So Rabbi Yossi holds Havara Lelav Yatzis, that Havara is singled out because it's different than all of the other Melachos. All of the other Melachos are real Melachos. You chayv Misa for them. Havara is just a regular los asay, and because it's just a regular los asay, you're not chayv a korban chatos if you do b'shogeg. So that's why the Tanakhama says, yes, you intended to do both mechabe
and Mavir, but you're only Chayiv Echatos for Mechabe. Mavir is just a low sase. You're not going to be Chayiv Karban Echatos for that. For Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik Savala, Krabi Nasim, Damar Havara, Lechalik Yatzos. Then Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik assumes like the other sheet of Tanayim, like Rabbi Nasim, who says, Havara is singled out, not because it's different than all of the other Malachos. Havara is singled out as a paradigm, as an example of all of the other Malachos. That just like you're Chayiv for Havara independently, because the Torah singles it out, so too you chayev for all lametes malachos independently. And that's why if you do all lametes malachos behelem echad, you're going to be chayev lametes chatos. You're going to be chayev 39 chatos. And we don't just say, no, it's one big isser of not doing malacha on Shabbos. No, we look at each malacha independently. So if that's the case, when you do both mavir and mechabe, you're going to be chayev two chatos. And that's the case. That's the machlokes in our brisa. A third explanation of the machlokas in our brisa, Rava Amar, and this is probably why this whole thing is quoted, Lahaktim Iker Beinayhu, that just like we explained the machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon Shizuri about having intention to do A before B and you did B before A, maybe that's the machlokas in the brisa as well. That the case is you intended to be Madlik first and then to be Mechabe, and it happened all simultaneously. Where the Tanakhama holds, you can't be Chayv Shtayim because maybe you were Mechabe first and you wanted to be Madlik first. And Rav Lazar says that since at the end of the day you did both Malachos, you're Chayiv Shtayim, and it doesn't really matter which one you intended to do first. You intended to do both of them, and you got both of them done. And then a fourth possible explanation of the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Lazar, Rav Tzaddik, whether you're Chayiv Achas or you're Chayiv Shtayim when you are Mechabe and Mavir. Rav Ashi Amar Kagon Shen Skavein Lechabos, you intended only to be Mechabe. You had no intention whatsoever to be Mavir. You didn't know that the lower coals were going to be kindled. And then it happened. The lower coals were kindled. Tanakama Savala Krabi Shimon Damar Davashin Muskavin Pater. Tanakama also Krabi Shimon that Davashin Muskavin is Pater, and the lower coals were Davashin Muskavin, and therefore you're only going to be Chayiv on what happened to the on the extinguishing of the upper coals. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok Savala Krabi Yehuda Davashin Muskavin Chayiv. And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're Chayiv on Davashin Muskavin, and that's why you're Chayiv both on the upper coals and the lower coals. Tosos raises a major problem with this, meaning we're suggesting that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though what happened, the lighting of the lower coals was purely a Davar Sheni Miskavein, you're going to be Chayiv, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Davar Sheni Miskavein is Chayiv. The problem is, in Tosos points out, in Meseches Yuma, we say that even Rabbi Yehuda, the Re in Meseches Yuma says that even Rabbi Yehuda who holds Davar Sheni Miskavein is Asur, it's only Midrabana, not Midaraisa. And over here we're saying that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok says you're Chayiv Tuchataos is because Davar Sheni Miskavein is Chayiv. Well, if it's only Midrabanan, you wouldn't be Chayiv Korban Chatos for it. So how can it be that Davar Sheni Miskavein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only Chayiv Midrabanan, and over here we're saying there are Tuchataos? So Tosos suggests to answer over here that over here we're Chayiv for the Havaras Kecholim because it's Psik Reshe. Psik Reshe, you're going to be Chayiv. Wait a second, Psik Reshe, even Rabbi Shimon is Moda by a Psik Reshe that you should be Chayiv. So then we're weiter stuck because we're trying to suggest the whole Machlokas is in this Brisa is the Machlokas about between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Davar Sheni Miskavein. But if it's Psik Reshe, there's no Machlokas anymore. Everyone should say that you're Chayiv. So Tosos says, no. The real reason you're Pater over here is because it's Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa. And Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayiv on Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa. The Tana just uses, the Gemara rather, just uses the expression of Davar Sheni Miskavein to be Mechadish, that even though it's a Davar Sheni Miskavein and also Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, Rabbi Yehuda's still going to say that you're going to be Chayiv. That it wasn't your intention and it's Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, you're still going to be Chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, your pater on, it's Asmi Drabar, but your pater on would say that you're only Chayiv one Chata. So that's what the Gemara really means to say. Not the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davar Sheni Miskavein, it really means to say the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, which is wild. I mean, it's not what the Gemara said, but that's what it really means to say. Tanu Rabbanan. So now we finish off the parak with the brisa about shoveling coals. Hacholta gecholim b'Shabbos. If a person shovels out coals on Shabbos, lischamim b'hem, but his intention is to warm himself with them, v'huvu rumei alein, and they become kindled when he's doing this. So tani chadach chayiv, tani idach pater. We have two brises. One says he's chayiv for doing such a thing, the other says that he's pater. So had tani chayiv kasavar melach shen shrich l'gufa, chayiv aleha. Vad tani pater kasavar melach shen shrich l'gufa, pater aleha. The one that says you're chayiv holds your chayiv from melach shen shrich l'gufa. The one that says you're pater holds your pater from melach shen shrich l'gufa. And that's exactly what this is. This kindling was a melach shen shrich l'gufa. Now, l'chora, the Aruch Lenar points out, the Gemara could have explained, we just had four different ways of explaining the machlokas, whether you're chayiv shtayim or chayiv achas, when you shovel out coals, right? And now we're saying we have two brises about shoveling coals, and a hadaka happens, and we only have one explanation, that it's all about melach shen shrich l'gufa. What about our other explanations? Do they not work in this brisa? So the Aruch Lenar points out that when you're chata kedei l'schamim, and you're doing it so that they'll be kindled, so the havar is not really a kilkul, meaning you may not have intended that they be further kindled, but the havar is certainly not a kilkul when your intention is to gain heat from it. So certainly that first explanation that we had of whether mekalkel the havara is chayev or pater, that doesn't apply to explaining these brises, because over here these last two brises over here are it wasn't a kilkul at all. We also can't say that it's a machlokas whether havara is lav yatsus or lechalik yatsus, because if that's the case, then they should have just argued about being mavir. Why would they argue about shoveling coals? Just take a case where you light a fire. So my chayiv or my not chayiv. The fact that they argue about shoveling coals can't be that it's about havara lechalik or lav yatsus. What about the previous price? In the previous price, we were setting up a case where you're doing mechaba and mavi at the same time, and we're trying to highlight the difference. So how do you ever have where you're doing mechaba and mavi at the same time? So it came up with shoveling coals. But if you're only talking about mavir and you're not talking about mechaba, why would you give an example of shoveling coals? Just talk about lighting a match, and that would be mavir. So that's why we don't want to go with that explanation. So that's how the Aruch Lenar explains why we don't have the previous explanations of the two brises on these two brises. Now we begin the fifth parak dam shchita. So as we said, the entire parak is really going to be about Ashim Talui, but we start with the Mishnah about the Isser of Achilas Dam, that the person says, that the Torah says rather, ki nefesh kolbasar damohi kolochlav yikares, that one is chayiv kares for eating dam. What kind of dam? So says the Mishnah, dam shchita, dam that comes out of an animal when you shecht it, bebehema, bechayu, be'of, by a behema, chayu, and of, bein tmein, bein torin, whether it's a non-kosher animal or whether it's kosher animal, dam nechira, dam that comes out when you slit open an animal, dam ikur, dam that comes out when you are oker the simanim of an animal, when you pull up the two simanim of the animal. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos says, no, it can't be the dam that comes out of the animal at the time that you're oker simaneha, because the ikur doesn't actually kill it, so it's not really dam hanefesh. It doesn't even make it a trefa. It's just a gzeres hakosav that once you do ikur, the behema is not going to be eligible for shchita anymore. But the dam that comes out when you're doing the ikur is certainly not dam hanefesh. How could that possibly be true that you're chayiv kares on such a thing? So Tos says, no, it must mean that if you did ikur on the behema and then you shechted it, the dam that comes out with that shechita after you do the ikur on the behema. So the Aruch Lenar raises the question, why would we have a havamina to be mechalik between dam that comes out of the behema because of shechita and dam that comes out through nechira and ikur? The whole Isra of Achilas Dam is dam nefesh. So I don't care how it dies, whether it dies in a way that's going to be kosher to eat its meat, or it dies in a way that's not kosher to eat its meat. If it's dam nefesh, you're going to be chayiv. What's the chiddush? So the Aruch Lenar suggests that these isuri dam are said in the Torah next to the inyanim of shchitas kadshim, or kisei adam, or osav espino, all of those halachos are only shaykh to shechita ksheira. So I would have thought that just like Osav Espino and Kisui Adam and Kodshim only applies to a regular kasher shechita, so too the Yisra of Achilles Dam only applies to a regular kasher shechita. That's what our Mishnah is telling me, no, that the Yisra of Achilles Dam is a din in Dam and Efesh. Now I don't care if it's a kasher shechita or not. And not only that, but Dam Hakaza. If your make is Dam of a behema, Shana Shama Yotzeba, but it's Dam that the life of the animal comes out with, in all of those types of Dam, Chayav and Love. One is Chayav Karnis. Tosus points out that really all of the Dam has to be Dam HaNefesh, and Shama Yotzeba, and we only mention it by Dam HaKaza, because by Shechita, Nechira, and Ikur, it's Pashut that the Nefesh is Yotzeba, you're killing it. By Dam HaKaza, the mission has to tell me that we're Davka talking about Dam HaKaza, that's Dam HaNefesh, because that's not normal. Normally when you do HaKaza, bloodletting, it's not meant to kill the animal. So that's the Chiddush. That's why the Mishnah has to highlight Dam HaKaza Shanashama Yotzeba. The Rambam, the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Machal Asura, says that kol dam that comes out from the base Hashchita is called Dam HaNefesh, even if it's not Neshama Yotzeba, even if the animal doesn't die from it. Anytime that it comes from that part of the animal's body, that it comes out of the base Hashchita, the area where you would shech the animal, that the Rambam holds that would be included in the Isra of Dam. Dam HaTchol, dam that's in an animal's spleen, which is full of dam. Dam HaLev, the dam from the heart, which is also full of dam. Dam Beitzim, the dam of Beitzim. What does that mean, the dam of Beitzim? So Rashi has two explanations. One explanation is it means Beitzei Tarnagolas. A chicken has eggs, unfertilized eggs, that it sits on, so it develops some dam. So that's dam Beitzim. The other explanation Rashi has is that no, we're talking about Beitzim of a Zachar. We're talking about a male's Beitzim, a shor or an ayil. And that's how Shita Kupetzis quotes from Tosa Rush, that there's riboy dam in that area of the body. And that's why the Mishnah highlights it, just like it highlights dam alev and dam atchul, because those are areas of the body that have excessive dam. Tosa says he has a difficulty with that explanation, though, because the Braisa on tomorrow's daf is going to say that we're memayit dam beitzim because it's not a min basar. But if it's, what do you mean not a min basar? If it's talking about the beitzim on a male, it's a min basar. So it must be that it's talking about beitzei tarnagolas, like the other explanation of Rashi. Dam atamtzis, dam that comes out of the animal after it's already dead. In those cases, ein chayav nalav. Those are not called dam nefesh. Pasuk says, ki nefesh kol basar damo hi kol achlav hi kareis. That doesn't meet the criteria of dam nefesh, and mela you're going to be. I skipped something. Dam chagavim, I skipped also. Right, dam chagavim. In fact, I may have skipped two things because there's some that have the girsa dam dagim and dam chagavim. In the Mishnayis, the girsa is not only dam chagavim but dam dagim as well. So dam chagavim and dam atamtzis, all these things you're not going to be chayiv kareis for because they're not dam nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv b'dam atamtzis, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayiv in dam atamtzis just like dam. All of these mine dam that we're mentioning, there's no kares, but they each have different dinim. Meaning dam atachal and dam alev and dam atamtzis, it's still an isur lo saseh to eat them. You're just not chayiv kares. Dam dagim and dam chagavim are totally mutter, and it's just that by dam dagim there's a halachic requirement to make a heker that it's only dam from a fish. So the halach is you put the scales right next to it as a way of indicating that it's fish blood, so that people don't make the mistake. Similar to like non dairy creamer, the Rama says that you have to put the almonds. If you have almond milk, you put the almonds right next to it as an indication that people shouldn't think that you're having basar. So that's true by dam chagavim, by dam dagim. But dam dagim is totally mutter. Dam beitzim, if you assume it means beitzei zachar, right, then it's asr like all other dam evarim. And if you assume it means beitzei tarnagolas, then the whole isr is only midrabanan. There is no isr midaraisa on dam in beitzei tarnagolas, on an unfertilized chicken egg. So even though all of these items in this list in the Mishnah are things that you're not chayiv kares for. Some of them, they're still lo sasemi daraisa. Some may only be derabanan, and some may not be asr bichlal. So now the Gemara explains how I know these different types of dam. So meaning, how do I derive these halachas that we just said in the Mishnah from the psukim? So tana rabban kol dam lo sochlu. It says in the pasuk kol dam lo sochlu. So shamei ani afilu dam mahalche shtayim. I would think that even dam of a human and dam beitim, dam chagavim, dam dog. Hakol bichlal, that it's all included in the Yisra of Dam. Tamil Omar, lo'ofa la'behema. That's why it says lo'ofa la'behema. Ma'ofa behema miyuchad and sheish ben tumah kala v'tumah chamura. Just like often behema have their basar has tumah kala, meaning it has a din of ochel that's mekabel tumas ochlin, and it could also have tumah chamura if it becomes a nevela. It's an avatuma that it's even metame b'masa. If you carry it, you're metame b'masa. V'yesh ben iser v'heter, and they're also to eat before they shech, and they're mutter to eat after the shech. Vehein min basar, and it's a type of basar. So af kol sheish ben tumakala otzi dam mahal cheshtayim. So only that which is subject to a tumakala would the dam be asr mahal cheshtayim. Human blood, there is no tumakala sheish ben tumachamura. After a person dies, is mitame and is navia vosatuma, is mitame like navatuma, is mitame b'masa, but vein behem tumakala. But a person does not have tumakala and otzi dam shrat. Dam shratzim is not metame adam metame begadim, doesn't have tumah chamura. Otzi dam beitzim shein min basar, and dam beitzim doesn't count because it's not a min basar. It's not like an oaf and a behema that's mentioned in the pasuk. Dam dagim dam chagavim shekulo heter, and we exclude dam dagim dam chagavim because it's entirely heter. Now we're going to go on tomorrow to explain the viter and the psukim, but an interesting point over here when we talk about human blood. So what do we say? We say that it's dam mahal cheshtayim. Is there no better word in the Hebrew language for human? Right? We have, what about adam? Dam adam. So Tosyantif raises this question: why don't we say adam? And he says because the lashon of adam, it doesn't include all types of adam, because the Torah tells, the Chazal tell us that atem kriyam adam enu musa olam kriyam adam. That if it said adam, I would have thought just like adam kiyamus ba'ohel. Means that only a Jewish dead body is metame ba'ohel, but a non-Jewish dead body is not metame ba'ohel. So the term Adam is a technical term that excludes Umas Ha'olam. So I would think Dam of Umas Ha'olam are not metame. That's the Teretz of Tosyantik. The Aruch Luner says that no, we don't say Adam because of blood libels. Meaning the initial version of this Mishnah actually did have the word Dam Adam, but because there were blood libels, people were saying that we were using Christian kids' blood for our matzahs, and they would say, look, it's a raya from a Mishnah that dam adam is mutter, that dam adam is not a chiv kares. So we changed it from adam to mahal cheshtayim. I don't know why that was better. Meaning, why did that solve the blood libels? But that's what the Aruch Luner suggests. However, there is a shita of the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Rash and the Torah's Kohanim that says that no, Dama Halcheshtayim refers not only to humans. There are certain animals, and it identifies a particular type of animal that lives in the forest that is a Mahal Cheshtayim. And therefore, Mahal Cheshtayim includes their dam as well. What is this min, Mahal Cheshtayim, that the Yavetz is referring to? Says the Teferis Yisrael, it's an orangutan. That it's a min kof gadol. It's this large monkey-type thing that walks on, and he describes. It could be trained to put on clothing, to sit at a table, and to eat with a spoon. It could be trained to do very human-like types of behaviors, and because it has such human-like types of behaviors, so it may have halachos, this unique halacha of a human. So this is a very interesting thing. I wrote about this in my Sefer in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Dalid. There is a halacha that when you see Brios Mishunos, you make a baracha of Mishana Brios. So the halacha in the Gemara is that if you see a kof, a peel, and a kipuf. If you see a monkey, an elephant, or an owl, it doesn't say any other example in the Gemara. So why dafka these creatures? So the Meiri writes, peel, kof, and kipuf Hol v'domim lo adam b'mitzas devarim. You make a bracha of Mishana Abrios because they are human-like creatures. Melacha Shlomo and Meseches Klayim in the 8th parak quotes a Chacham Chassid Mekubal Rabbi Meshulam Zatzal that asks why dafka these creatures. After all, every Baal Chai has a different surah and it looks unusual in some way. And he says because Bismana Mabla Kadosh Baruch Hu punished humanity by turning a bunch of them into elephants and monkeys. So it's not that we come from the monkeys, it's that the monkeys come from us, right? That's how the Melech HaShlomo quotes from this Chassid Echad. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov, even though Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins any Bria Mishuna in the zoo that you see, you would make a Mishana Brios. It doesn't sound that way from Shulchan Aruch, certainly doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that in Perek Chelek we say that the Anshei Dora Flaga were Nasa Kofin, they became monkeys. So now you understand why you say Mishana Habrios, that they were Mishtana, Brios meaning Bnei Adam. They were Mishtana into Chayos. So this is another Maramakum in that discussion of the human elements of ape life. Okay.